Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm your host for the day, Zoya Springwala. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 9 points lower at around 22,171 levels, indicating a muted start for the local equity markets. On Monday, the domestic equities continued their winning streak as the Nifty topped its earlier lifetime high. The market breadth was also positive despite the unfavorable risk-reward ratio, according to analysts. The market breadth was positive as a result of expectation in improvements in private capex and optimism about political stability. Benign input costs and expectations of a pickup in rural demand will also aid corporate earnings growth. On the 19th, the Sensex closed higher by almost 300 points above the 72,700 mark, while the Nifty gained 81 points to close about 22,120 levels. Sectorally, most indices were in the green, with the consumer durables and pharma stocks rising the most. Analysts suggested that on the global front, once the US Fed unveils its latest minutes, will hint at the direction of the rate cuts. However, the higher US yield and domestic outflows of FIIs are pointing cautiousness in foreign investors. The market is also currently following positive global cues and has continued its upward bias, although indices paired gains yesterday towards the end of the trading session as a result of profit-taking. It has been moving in a range-bound trend per analysts, with a positive bias as investors are cautiously optimistic given the global macroeconomic challenges and geopolitical tensions. Turning towards stocks that are buzzing in trade today, Whirlpool of India's promoter is likely to sell up to 24% equity stake in Whirlpool through block deals. The total size of block deals is likely to be around $450 million. Kotak Mahindra Bank has rejigged its upper management, electing a new COO and CFO, along with a new deputy MD and a new joint MD in the bank with effect from March 1st. Godrej Consumer Products entered into an agreement for divesting its entire stake in its wholly owned subsidiary, Godrej East Africa Holdings Mauritius, for around $3.5 million. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for Torrent Power's projects in UP. Torrent Power will develop four projects in UP worth Rs. 25,000 crore. These projects will be developed in areas of green hydrogen, solar energy generation, and pumped storage hydro. Shifting focus to global markets, the United States stock markets were closed on Monday in honor of George Washington's birthday, also known as President's Day. Moving towards the US dollar, the dollar continued its upward march for the index to hit around 104.3 levels, while crude oil prices slipped 0.4%. Gold oil prices recorded mild gains based on hotter-than-expected inflation data. Looking at the indices in the Asia-Pacific markets, Asian indices traded mixed. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.48%, while South Korea's Kospi fell about 0.8%. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Pratik Chaitani, Bigul, sharing his outlook. Let's have a listen.
The current market sentiment exhibits some signs of exuberance, with certain sectors experiencing significant price increases. However, historical trends suggest that periods of exuberance don't last indefinitely and can be followed by corrections. Several factors, including delay in interest rate cut, signs of rising inflation beyond India's RBI or US's Federal Reserve expectations, and reoccurrence of geopolitical tensions could potentially dampen market enthusiasm in the future. We can focus on value investing, meaning focusing on stocks trading below their intrinsic value, based on factors like financials and future growth potential. You can look for stocks that are trading near their book value or have a low PB ratio, price to book ratio, or which are trading at a PE less than the industry PE. You can do contrarian investing, meaning investing in the sectors or companies that are currently not trending or performing, but have potential for turnaround, for example, chemical sector. Based on the current trend and future potential, there are three sectors which may be worth considering. Renewable energy. The ongoing shift towards clean energy presents opportunities for companies involved in solar, wind, and other renewable technologies. Healthcare. The aging population and increasing demand for healthcare services could benefit companies in this sector. Technology. Although the tech sector has experienced corrections recently, certain segments like cybersecurity and artificial intelligence might still hold growth potential.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.